In one video posted on social media, a grandma stands in her sunny backyard.
We're pretending like we're on a cruise. We're supposed to be on a cruise. And we're cruising off the coast of Alaska. The water is really green. It looks remarkably like grass, almost like our backyard grass.
The camera pans over to a man laying face down on the ground. He's doing his best impression of a breaching humpback.
Oh, I see one. I see a whale. He's doing He's slapping his fin into the water. He's splashing the water all around.
According to the industry, almost 70% of this year's cruise ship sailings have been canceled at this point. That translates to about 800,000 passengers that won't show up this summer. Even though many have already had their trips rescheduled for next year, that's still millions of dollars in lost revenue for port communities. But members of Juno's visitor industry are trying to stay upbeat. On what should have been the first day of the cruise ship season, some of them put together a photo collage of smiling faces circling the message, "We will wait for you."
We really just wanted to, you know, let future guests know, past guests know, everybody know that we will wait. We are still here, understanding that the time is not right to travel, but when it is right, we will be here.
Liz Barlow is the sales and marketing manager for Above and Beyond Alaska, a tour company in Juneau. She says she's encouraged by the feedback they've gotten from guests rescheduling their trips. Some of them are looking for ways to support businesses in the meantime.
For guests who know if they want to come to that destination, purchasing a gift card for those operators to help bring in additional income, but also that encouraging factor of, we will be there, we know we're coming, we just want to help support you now.
Like Sharon Watkins Crockett from Ohio. Alaska's been on her bucket list for years.
I thought, this is my opportunity to do it, and I better do it now, because if I put it off, I'll just continue putting it off.
She and her husband booked their trip almost a year ago and invited about 15 friends and family to join. If the pandemic hadn't happened, they all would have departed Seattle Tuesday aboard a Carnival cruise ship. Instead, they won't be coming until this time next year. They've already rebooked the whale-watching tour they had planned in Juneau, but Watkins Crockett says what she was most looking forward to was exploring the towns and businesses in Southeast Alaska.
That's what I enjoy doing, is seeing how other people live instead of just always doing the touristy stuff.
When her trip got canceled, she started researching businesses she could still support. She posted in local Facebook groups. Based on the feedback she got, she decided to order a Christmas gift from Sam McGee's in Ketchikan, chocolate mushrooms from Buckshot and Bobby Pins in Skagway, and treats from Alaskan Fudge Company in Juneau, including orca-shaped chocolates.
Since we cannot do the whale watch, I went ahead and purchased orca whales for all my friends that were going, so they can all have them on the day of what would have been our whale watch.
She knows her purchases probably won't make a huge impact for these businesses in the long run, but it's her way of trying to help.
You know, when I get there next year, I would like to be able to see everything that they have to offer. Instead of, you know, buildings when you're walking around and some, you know, shut down that's been shut down for a year.
Some business owners are already facing that reality. But Barlow says Above and Beyond Alaska is seeing more interest from locals. They plan to reopen their kayak rental shop in Auk Bay later this month for Alaskans hoping to explore their own backyard.
So a way to get away for a weekend, you know, grab a kayak, go to an island and camp for a couple nights. Create your own getaway here in Juneau. Your own staycation.
With the weather warming up and the whales returning, she says there's no better time for it. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.